I got 700 messages, three are from friends who try to guilt me into sending their crap back to them. All the rest, I would guess, just some kind of a scam that prevails in my mail in the form of spam. There's an African queen, and I'm the one she select, cause she's got $20 million that she has to protect. She can't wait and would appreciate a timely answer, and all she needs is my bank number for the transfer. Sure, oh yeah, that sounds totally legit. And here's my ATM card in case you need it. I can't believe that people fall for this shit. It really sucked and last year these little pricks made 100 million bucks. Look, I want a free vacation to Hawaii. All they need is my credit card number to verify. Well, I'll just type that in for you right now, right after hell freezes and his time will allow. True, interest rates are at an all-time low. I'm no financial genius, but one thing I know, I'm better off getting money from my dear old mom than from sexychick3 at hotmail.com. These people don't know who I am, and they don't give a damn about me. They just give me spam, so you can see what to me is a major source of my aggravation. Why these people think I need so much Viagra, and what's with all the offers for a penis enlarger? Some even come with a battery charger. Here's a 2-for-1 offer. I don't know about you, but what the hell am I supposed to do with two? Here's another chick who wants to meet me online for a one-on-one chat, just $12.99. She included a picture, says her name is Barbie. Before that price, we could chat during dinner at Arby's. I can work from home, I can get rich quick. I can buy some stupid herbs so that I'll never get sick. And if I act quick, I'll get a paper or something that'll show me how to buy meds from Canada for nothing. It's amazing that these folks are so concerned about my health, considering when I had a flat, no one stopped to help. But I can think for myself, and I'm not falling for squat, whether they can get me free gay porn or not.
The following is a true story. Only the bandwidth has been changed to protect my quota.
It all seemed to be the same, till one day I got a really strange one. I didn't know whether to believe or not. They claimed to be a time traveler with a broken field regulator who needed a new dimensional warp generator. Huh, that's a new one. I didn't know what to say, cause I had just bought a used one that day on eBay. I might have let him have it, but I know what they're worth, and he didn't have any money that was good on Earth. So I'm gonna keep it, see if I can make it work. I wanna travel to the future and visit Captain Kirk. So until he gets some money that I know I can trust, he can rot in 2000,
whatever,
like the rest of us.
Okay, let's see. I've got a message from my mother, my cousin, Dave, and Spam. Spam, my sister, Tracy, and Spam. Spam, 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 Lewski's newsletter, and Spam. Spam, 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 some stupid crap from my boss, and Spam. Spam, 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 oh look, somebody bought an album, and Spam. Spam, 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 Spam,
Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Spam, Sp